Barbie Zelda, it's great to join us at Upstart. Welcome to Australia.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
I've read with great interest quite a lot of what you've written, including an introduction or a chapter in a book where you look at journalism and the academy. And I'm really interested in how you identify three different groups: journalism educators, journalism academics, and journalists, who are all stakeholders in the unfolding drama about what's actually happening to journalism. How do you feel that these three different groups might be able to collaborate in a way that perhaps they're not at the moment?
Well, I think it's very simple. What you have are three distinct groups who tend to talk more amongst themselves than across the boundaries that separate them from each other. And I think that if we could begin to create a more hospitable landscape in which journalists, journalism educators, and journalism scholars would admit that they're interested in the same phenomena, albeit different aspects of that phenomena, we would be much better off, because journalism ultimately is suffering for the lack of a systematic, comprehensive, ongoing, and dynamic address to what it's all about, and we're losing time.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think there is, if you're a journalist, a particular sense of urgency, and perhaps journalists are in completely new ways looking at questions that might be pretty mainstream within the academy, such as what is an audience, and you know, who are the readers, and those sorts of questions. But it does seem that you go to a lot of conferences, a lot of academic conferences about journalism, and there are not very many journalists there. Do you see this as an endemic problem right across the world with the academy side of journalism?
I think journalists are pretty well known for being suspicious of those who look in their closets. And in part I understand that. I was a former reporter. I'm a former reporter myself. And I do know that when I moved from reporting, wire service reporting, into the academy to address journalism, it was not the same world. That the world that was being constructed by academics was different from the world that I had left as a practicing journalist. That said, every other group, collective, profession, community is looking at him or herself today. We're in a moment of, I would say, pretty generalized reflexivity. And so I think journalists would do well by being able to share their concerns and their problems and their solutions with those who think a little bit differently than they do.
How do you think those collaborations can be generated? Because it does seem, as you point out, that there are these different sort of mindsets where actually people begin from, you know, often with the assumption that these two worlds can't understand each other, and yet they really are trying to grapple with the same things.
Well, I think in the most obvious way, I think that we should be having conferences, journals, seminars that bring practicing journalists together with journalistic scholars. I mean, the fact that even in conferences, you'll tend to get a panel that deals with the industry and a panel that deals with the craft, but they don't really meet. They don't really cross. There isn't a kind of intersection of voices in which they deal with the same thing. For instance, what does it mean to think about war journalism? Okay, from a practicing war correspondent and somebody who addresses war journalism as his or her mode of expertise. What does it mean to think about crisis? What are we really talking about when we're talking about citizen journalists? Let's start creating fora in which it is possible to really engage the issues together instead of either side by side or not at all.
You say some really interesting things too about the attitude towards journalism scholarly research within the academy, and that there is, and we hear this everywhere, it's just journalism when you start talking about journalism. You know, this goes right back to George Orwell being looked down upon for being someone who also...
Smothered under journalism.
Yeah, smothered under journalism. But do academics have a point? Is there an essential difference between what a lot of us would look at as quality journalism writing and what's produced in the academy?
Well, I mean, I think that there are two different ways of telling a story. Yeah. There are two different perspectives on the world. I think that, yes, academics tend to prefer certain modes of engaging with the problem, of illustrating the problem, of resolving the problem, of analyzing the problem that may not be exactly the same way that journalists do. But that's all the more reason that they need to be speaking with each other. And there are enough of us in the academy who either were former journalists or know a whole lot about journalism that we, you know, there is something to be shared here. I remember when I did my book on the Kennedy assassination, and I woke up one Sunday morning and my paper, I was living in the suburbs of Philadelphia at that time, and my morning paper was off of my grass. And I called my neighbor and I said, "Did you get your paper this morning?" And she said, "Yes, and I got yours too." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I've taken it from your front lawn." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Because your book was reviewed." So, of course, I ran over to get my paper, and I looked in the book review section, and the Philadelphia Inquirer had given my book to the reporter who had covered the Jack Ruby trial. And he was aghast that I could be looking at such, with such particularity and such intimacy, at the behavior of journalists post the Kennedy assassination. Well, of course, the whole book was about that. And what the Inquirer did is they basically gave the book for review to one of the people who I had been very systematically critiquing in the book, which was about the ways in which American journalists told the story of themselves in telling the story of John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963. So it was just this very bizarre introduction to the fact that journalists really don't like people looking closely at them. And they want to be able to tell the stories the way they want to tell them. And I don't think that is a luxury anymore that journalists can claim for themselves.
What about within the academy itself, within universities and the teaching of journalism? Do you see journalism educators? It's interesting that you actually place them in a separate category to journalism academics to me. Where is the chasm there between the journalism educators and the journalism academics?
Well, the journalism educators, in my view, and this is only my view, I'm certain that it's partial.
I want your view.
Journalism educators are those who go out and teach journalists to be journalists. They go out and they teach the skills, the crafts, the practices by which journalists or individuals can aspire to be good reporters, editors, camera personnel, etc. Scholars, journalism scholars, are those who engage in the critical analysis of journalism. I remember one of the first jobs I was offered was at University of Iowa, and they flew me out, and they were unbelievably, generous in trying to create a job that I would want to take. But the way they structured, this was in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication, and the way they structured their curriculum was that every single person on the faculty both taught journalism skills classes and taught critical classes. And looking at my vita, I had worked for Reuters, I'd written for the London Financial Times. I mean, I certainly had a busting vita that spoke, "She is a bona fide journalist." I understood why they looked at my vita and they thought that's what I would want to do. But I said to them, I cannot cheerlead for a good journalist in the morning and then in the afternoon put on my critical hat and take a critical stance on what it is they're doing wrong. I have to choose one or the other, and I choose the other. And they were aghast because this was how they had structured. And I realized that is one very viable way to structure the kind of wedding between journalism education and journalism scholars, but I just felt that I was not at a place where I could do that.
How differently do you see the practice of journalism now compared to the time when you were?
It's very different. It's back when I was working for The Wires, I worked for The Wires. I didn't work for television. I didn't work for radio. I was a reporter. And I reported everything. I mean, I reported everything that came under my geographic domain because that's how Reuters worked at that time. From my buds who are still hacks, who are still in the profession, that's not the case anymore. I know that now there's much multitasking, there's much diversification of task, there's much rolling across the different media depending on a given day, there's much instability. much convergence. So it's really a different ballgame today, if not by kind, then by degree. And I would argue it is much more by degree than any kind of absolute transformation in journalism the way many would claim.
Mm. You do say, I'll just as a concluding question, then, that one way in which one thing that universities where journalism is either an area of critical inquiry or is taught, they can be involved in what's happening is actually to be ahead of what's actually happening in the field of journalism. Now that seems to be just an enormous challenge to me because it implies to me that you need to almost have people out in the field seeing just how different it is, say, working in a paper today compared to even 2 years ago. So in what sense do you imagine the collaboration taking place which allows academics to be ahead of what's going on?
I think that, this new recently evolved arena of inquiry called journalism studies, I think is one of the places it can take place. Journalism studies as exactly that kind of landscape I was talking about earlier, in which practitioners and scholars and educators can come together about all things related to the study, the teaching, and the practice of journalism. I think that's the way to go. I think that's the wave of the future, and I think that's the way to save journalism from so many of the dire straits that seem to be plaguing both the craft and the industry today.
And so it's important that these alliances happen quickly, I take it.
Yeah, yesterday.
And just finally, journalism studies, how would you pitch journalism studies to other people in say, Humanities Academy, if you were asked?
I would say that today journalism is studied all over the academy. It's studied all across the curriculum. It's studied in sociology and anthropology and communication and American studies and literature. You name it, it's there. History. It's about time that we had a place for it in which all of these different vantage points come together so as to benefit our understanding of journalism. Because for as long as we've got people stretched across the disciplines talking to other people with like minds, they're only capturing part of the phenomenon. They are far from capturing all of the phenomenon. And journalism is simply too serious to let that keep happening to it.
Barbie Zelzer, thanks very much for talking to us at Upstart.
Thanks for having me.